Welcome to Voices from the Frontline from the Christian Medical Fellowship, where we hear from healthcare professionals on the frontline of the COVID-19 pandemic. And I'm hearing stories all the time from up and down the country of things that are going on. And one of the main ways that we hear those stories and that we're seeing such a coordinated local response is because we are a movement of people and organised into regions. And one of our exciting things that's been happening over the last few years is the development of catalyst teams. And these are teams of healthcare professionals in a locality where people are working to their strengths, working as a true team to see God glorified in medicine, to see Christians united and equipped to live and speak for Jesus. And I'm delighted to be joined by three of our catalyst team leaders today. I'm joined by Noel and by Brian and by Angela. And Angela, we're going to start with you. If you can just tell us where you're based and what are you seeing during this kind of different time that we're in at the moment?
Yeah, thanks, John. I'm Angela Wilkinson. I'm a GP based in Liverpool, and I'm the Merseyside and Cheshire catalyst team leader. And it's actually been really encouraging over these last few weeks to really see our team and groups coming together to support and encourage one another. It's been great to see people from a variety of different church backgrounds and doctors, health professionals, all sorts of different people within the hospital, really fulfilling CMF's aim to unite and equip one another to live and speak for Christ in our workplaces and hospitals.
Oh, that's great to hear. And Andrew, can you share any sort of particular, I guess, highlights, things that you're seeing that weren't happening before, but that are happening now?
Yeah. So before this started, we had WhatsApp groups in several of the hospitals and they would sort of meet occasionally and there'd be messages popping up from time to time on there. But these have really taken off over the last few weeks. We've seen many more people being added, almost daily people being added onto to the WhatsApp pair groups. And then people sharing songs and psalms and Bible verses, even some Lego empty tomb creations over Easter to really encourage one another and build one another up. Also over the last few weeks, just in a couple of the hospitals, we've started up some Zoom prayer meetings, which have been sort of really helpful for people to be able to meet together, to see one another face to face, to share some of the difficult things that have been going on. It's also a good chance to be able to pray for one another and for the hospitals, and also a chance for people to debrief some of those difficult things that have been happening.
So Noel, you're catalyst team leader in West Yorkshire, based in Leeds. Can you tell us a bit about what you've been seeing?
So I've been, me and Laura, my wife, we have been CMF regional team leaders since 2012, and since the catalyst teams were established last year, we have been sort of closely monitoring the work of CMF, and I feel that during the current crisis that we are in, the purpose of CMF has been crystallized more than it has ever been. And the reason why I say this is because I've always had these questions, which people have asked me, and even I have asked myself, that what is actually the purpose of the Christian Medical Fellowship? Why does it exist? And in a times like these, where doctors are experiencing fear and anxiety, where exams have been cancelled, where placements have been changed, and the travel plans have been cancelled, Christian medics have found CMF as a place to find fellowship, find that network of people who will understand what they are going through. But just not coming together and just having a chat about it, but also a network to support each other practically, pray with each other. And I feel that this is the reason why CMF exists, and not just for the times like such exclusively, but also also for the rest of the times where we do find difficulties and challenges as a Christian medic with our personal faith or with our personal life or things that happen on the hospital. This is the reason why CMF exists, and the purpose of CMF has been redefined and clarified better than it has ever been, at least for myself.
No, thanks so much. And I know that, very much part of this is your weekly Zoom debriefs and linking with the region. Now, Brian, you're our regional team leader, Catalyst team leader in South Yorkshire, based in Sheffield. And I understand that you've also been having regular Zoom meetings. Can you tell us a bit about what you've been up to?
Yes, we've been really encouraged by the initial Zoom meetings that we've had. And the meetings have been open across the whole fellowship. So we've had from nursing students, junior medical students, junior doctors, through different career grades, and then retired team as well. So it's been great to come together and to share together and to pray for each other and to pray into our hospital or workplace situations as well. And for those who've not been able to attend, they've been able to message us beforehand and actually share a specific prayer, sometimes prayer for their specific situation, but also to write a more sort of whole team prayer in a way. So one of the GP registrars wrote a prayer for the GP registrars in their workplace situation, and others have shared about going on night shift, and others have shared about working alongside Muslim colleagues, particularly coming up to Ramadan, and that there'll be opportunity there. So it's been really good to have those prayers and to share those prayers and be able to keep praying them.
Brian, that's great. Thank you. And just as we're speaking, thinking of how you guys are such a support to me or a support to each other as team leaders. Noel, have you got any examples of where you're seeing members of your team, step out and do new things?
So, John, as you know, we have started this weekly prayer and support virtual meetings for an hour. And before we started this, I sent an email out to our members asking if people would be happy to act as a prayer support for whatever God has placed on their heart, really. And I got such an overwhelming response from some of our members, and specifically wanting to pray for student nurses, those healthcare professionals who are struggling with anxiety and depression, and just facing the unpredictability of this whole situation. So it was very encouraging to me as a leader of the region, where people out of their busy schedules are happy to just support a healthcare professional, not just in CMF, but even if they are not CMF members, they were very, very happy to share their email and contact number. So that was very encouraging for me to see that people are ready to serve Christ with what God has put on their hearts. And also, we amongst our members and the committee as well. We've had people who have had difficulties with anxiety and fear. Some are expecting a child. Somebody's a new mom. We are supporting our members who are missionaries in Ethiopia. Tim and Rachel Nunn. And we are also supporting the Kizizi Hospital because one of our members, Rich and Katie, who are our global catalysts, they are trustees of this hospital. So we have been able to send the prayer requests out and support the people who are out there.
That's great. I'm absolutely loving this conversation. You know, we meet as team leaders together fairly frequently. So it's just great to hear this again. And Angela, you in your area, there's a junior who's got quite an ingenious way of remembering some Bible verses. Can you just share what that's about?
Yeah, absolutely, John. So one of the juniors shared a picture with me the other week of her crux that she's got while she's working on her HDU. And she's put two Bible verses, one on each crock. The first one, she's got 1 Peter 5, verse 7. And on the second one, she's got Psalm 46, verse 1, written out in full with the Bible reference on there for herself to see every day she's at work to encourage her. But also, what a great opportunity to open up conversations with other colleagues and their patients as she walks around with these great Bible truths about God being our refuge and our strength and the one that we can cast our anxieties on.
Oh, that's great. Thanks, Angela. And then just as we close and go, Angela, I wonder if you'd just be able to share some of those words of Psalm 34 with us as we finish.
Yeah, so I'd just been reading this psalm and it just had really sort of encouraged me and made me think about what we are trying to do as medics in our workplaces. It's just the start of Psalm verse 34. Let us extol the Lord at all times. May his praise be always on our lips. As we glory in the Lord, may the afflicted hear and rejoice.
That's great, really great truths. Noel, Brian, Angela, thanks so much for being with me today.
Thanks, John. It's great to speak to you.
Yeah, great to speak, John. Catch up.
You're welcome, John. Thank you.
Well, I've really enjoyed that conversation. If you're in a Catalyst team region, why not connect in with your team leaders? You can find out more on our webpages at cmf.org.uk/catalyst-teams, where we'll tell you more about what they're about. And if you'd be interested in being part of a Catalyst team, perhaps you're in a CMF leadership position around the country, you'd like to know more, please do drop us a line on volunteer@cmf.org.uk. I'd love to speak with you more about it. That's another episode of Voices from the Frontline. We'll join you again tomorrow. Bye for now.